The Irish Times, election 2011.
Stephen Collins, political editor of the Irish Times. Well, the MRBI poll in the Cork North Central constituency is telling us that Fianna Fáil are in real trouble because the Fianna Fáil vote in the constituency has collapsed since the last election. Now, the poll in this constituency, which is a four-seat constituency on the north side of Cork, a mainly working-class constituency, and it's one where Fianna Fáil had two out of four seats in 2007. One of those TDs elected then, Noel O'Flynn, has stepped down. He's not running because the party knew it would be impossible to hold on to two seats, and the single-party candidate is the junior minister, Billy Kelleher. It was felt that Noel O'Flynn's decision to step down, which was taken at the behest of the new leader, Micheál Martin, that would save Billy Kelleher and that he would be elected reasonably comfortably. However, according to this poll, he is in deep trouble. He still has a chance of a seat, but he will be fighting to hold on to the single seat for Fianna Fáil, the vote having gone down from 35% in 2007 to just 13% in our poll. The Labour Party vote has increased dramatically in this constituency. It's gone up to 28%, more than doubled since 2007. Kathleen Lynch is a sitting TD, and she'll easily be elected this time round. However, it doesn't look as if Labour will have enough votes for two seats. The other party candidate, John Gilroy, is doing well with 10% of the vote, but just short of what would be required to get two seats. However, if the party gained more support in the last 10 days of the campaign, they could possibly win for two seats. But it looks unlikely at this stage, because the big surge here in the constituency, apart from the Labour Party, is going to the left-wing parties. It's going to Sinn Féin, whose vote is up considerably to 16%. A quota in a four-seater is 20% of the vote. So Sinn Féin on 16% are reasonably close to a quota and look to have a great chance of a seat. And the real surprise probably is that the Socialist Mick Barry on 13% is level with Fianna Fáil and must be in with a strong chance of a seat. Mick Barry ran in the last election. He's obviously been building his vote in Cork North Central, and he has a great chance. So the last seat, I think, is going to be between Mick Barry and Billy Kelleher, with Fianna Fáil really battling for it, because Labour has a certain seat. It looks as if Sinn Féin have a seat. Fine Gael too have a certain seat. Fine Gael I haven't mentioned because the vote is down a little bit. Sitting TD Bernard Allen is not running, but the party's candidates this time round, Pat Burton and Dara Murphy, have more than 20% between them. They don't look to have much of a chance of two seats, but they certainly have one. It is all a battle for the last seat, and Fianna Fáil will be lucky to hold on to a single seat in this constituency. The poll is, in some ways, it tallies with the national trend. What's happening nationally is that the Fianna Fáil vote is crumbling. Most of the national polls, the last national poll in the Irish Times conducted by Ipsos MRBI over a week ago, had Fianna Fáil at 15%, down from 41% in the last election. So this poll with Fianna Fáil at 13%, down from 35% in Cork North Central at the last election, is pretty much in line with that. But where it differs from the national polls is that if the left-wing parties are picking up support in Cork North Central, the national polls are showing Labour doing very well, but they're showing the big surge in support going to Fine Gael. In this poll, Fine Gael are just about treading water, but I think it's the particular nature of the constituency. We'd need to see a couple more constituency polls to try and read too much into the national trends, but certainly in this area, in this working class area of Cork, there has been a sided shift to the left since the last election, and we could well have a situation where you've won Fine Gael seat, and Labour, Sinn Féin and the Socialist Party, with Fianna Fáil not getting any. Fianna Fáil's real problem is that despite the fact that Micheál Martin from Cork was elected party leader and was perceived to have done very well in the TVC debate with Eamon Gilmore, the Labour leader, that is not rubbing off even in Cork North Central. So if Fianna Fáil were hoping for a bounce with the new leader across the country, so not getting it in Cork North Central, well then it seems hard to believe that Fianna Fáil is going to gain much nationwide because of Micheál Martin's election. Now, of course, the argument is if Brian Cowan was party leader as well as Taoiseach, and if Brian Cowan was leading the party into the campaign, it might be even worse. But at this stage, Fianna Fáil are really fighting for survival, because on 15% nationally, the party could be down to less than 30 seats, could be down to not many more than 20. And at that stage, it would be such a huge reverse, the party might have difficulty gearing itself up again and becoming a force in Irish politics. So I think for the last 10 days of the campaign, Fianna Fáil will be fighting to try and push that vote up to around 20% and coming back to the door with at least 30 seats.